from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. As the days stretch on with no sign of Christopher Dorner, the LAPD is taking new steps to find the man they believe killed three people last week. Police Chief Charlie Beck has announced a $1 million reward for information leading to Dorner's arrest and conviction. 50 LAPD families are still under guard, given that Dorner's online manifesto implies he'll keep killing people. He also mentioned a few folks he holds in high regard, including Hollywood bad boy Charlie Sheen, who's recorded a video urging Dorner to contact him.
Thank you for your kind words. I'm urging you to call me. Let's figure out together how to end this thing.
Later today, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar joins Congressman Sam Farr of Carmel in a craggy, photogenic spot southeast of Salinas to celebrate the establishment of Pinnacles National Park. California now has more national parks than any other state. KQED science reporter Molly Samuel has more.
Pinnacles became a national park in January when President Obama signed a bill introduced by Central California Congressman Sam Farr. It was already a national monument, which comes with the same level of protection as a park. But Dayton Duncan, who wrote Ken Burns' documentary series on the parks, says the title matters.
You could be a really good country singer singing in the Louisiana hayrides, but once you got to be asked to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry, for some reason, give you a different kind of status.
Today, the first sign that says Pinnacles National Park will be unveiled. It's the 9th national park in California and number 59 in the nation. It's home to California condors and nearly 400 different species of bees. For the California Report, I'm Molly Samuel.
Children with conditions like asthma, Down syndrome, and diabetes need all sorts of support services to thrive, not just survive. But many of these services are not strictly medical. And as the Affordable Care Act takes shape in California, embracing hundreds of thousands of children with special needs, the insurance industry is bracing for a battle. Elaine Corey reports.
A diagnosis of type 1 diabetes changes a child forever. It means a lifetime of blood tests, insulin shots, and counting every morsel of food. There's a steep learning curve, and sometimes the best classroom is far from a doctor's office.
Is it clear?
A wooded hillside in the East Bay. A teenager climbs atop a two-story platform, straps on a zip line harness, and then launches into space. This is Diabetes Camp, a family retreat sponsored by the Diabetic Youth Foundation. It's a place where kids with a life-threatening illness, like 15-year-old Taylor Gayden, can have fun while learning to manage their disease.
I usually check my sugar 8 to 10 times a day, and I don't think I'd be as good at taking care of my diabetes without camp. It really helped.
Zip line and scavenger hunts are just a small part of the weekend's activities. Program director Janet Cramschuster says most of the time is devoted to education.
We talk about carbohydrate counting. We talk about insulin adjustments. We talk about how the family is functioning as a unit. We really delve into intensive education that cannot be covered in a 15-minute doctor's appointment.
The Diabetic Youth Foundation subsidizes most of the cost of running this camp. Families pay the remainder, usually out of pocket. Those with chronically ill children often face expenses for vital services their insurers don't cover. But children's advocates say that under the Affordable Care Act, support services must be covered by insurance if they fall into a category of care vaguely defined as habilitative services.
Habilitative services are really just making sure that a child can thrive in the world that they're living in. So, for example, hearing aids are a habilitative service.
Kelly Hardy is the director of health policy at Children Now, a statewide advocacy group. She says most people have heard of rehabilitation, for example, physical therapy to restore mobility after a stroke. But habilitation is different. Dr. Thomas Long, a health financing expert with the American Academy of Pediatrics, says it helps young patients, like deaf kids, for example, attain health in the first place.
Habilitation implies skills that have not yet been developed. For example, speech therapy. It's terribly important for children to learn to speak well.
Habilitation is also important for kids with a chronic disease, such as asthma or diabetes. So, does Diabetes Camp meet the definition of a habilitative service? Obamacare provides no clear answers. What about the latest insulin pump or inhalation therapy for asthma? According to insurers, maybe, maybe not.
That's exactly the problem. Nobody is quite sure what habilitative services are. You can ask a whole host of different stakeholders and they will give you a different answer.
Charles Bakke with the California Association of Health Plans represents the insurance industry. Insurers are among the biggest stakeholders, since under Obamacare, they will be required to pay for habilitative services. Bakke says California will lead the nation in determining what gets covered.
Because California is moving forward at such a rapid pace at implementing the president's law, and the federal government has yet to define habilitative services, we're one of the first states to do so.
The broader the definition, says Bakke, the higher insurance premiums will be. He says the trick will be finding a reasonable balance that doesn't strap insurers with non-medical costs.
You've got to look at things that are medical, things that are provided by licensed providers, and not try and shift social and educational costs into the healthcare premium dollar, because that will inordinately increase premiums and make healthcare unaffordable for millions of Californians.
That's one argument. On the other side, advocates for kids with chronic illnesses say a broad array of services, including social supports and education, arm patients with vital knowledge. Again, Diabetic Youth Foundation's Jana Kramschuster.
And that knowledge prevents the ER visits and helps reduce complications down the road. Talk about a savings for insurance companies.
Expect the debate over habilitation to heat up as federal health care reform kicks in next year. The feds may issue rules clarifying the definition. If they don't, it will take a series of patient appeals, grievances, and review board hearings to settle the question. For the California Report, I'm Elaine Corey.
Funding support for this story was provided by the Lucille Packard Foundation for Children's Health and the California Endowment. That's the California Report for Monday, February 11th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com.